This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum everyone and hello to my wonderful listeners. I'm Khaled and you're listening to Global Kids with Khaled, where we meet amazing people from all around the world and talk about life, fun, family and so much more. Today's guest is one of the funniest, warmest and most amazing people I know. She's my mama's best friend and truly like family to us. Joining us today, all the way from Saudi Arabia, please welcome Naila Aunty.
Hello. Hi. Thank you, Hiya, for the warm welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Naila Aunty and my mama have been friends since forever, literally. They first met in preschool, studied together in university, stayed in the same hostel in Islamabad, and later moved to Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. She's an English teacher at King Saud University in Riyadh. Now, just like Mama teaches in English here in New Zealand. Isn't that cool? Her son, Hamdan, is my first ever friend in the world. He's just 1 year younger than me and goes to school in Jeddah. We miss them so much. Every time we visit Saudi Arabia, we make sure to see them. Also, Naila Aunty is hilarious. Like, seriously, she can make anyone laugh, even when she's not trying. Okay, let's start with our first segment. Around the World with Khaled. All right, Naila Aunty, you've lived in Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, and you've traveled to so many amazing countries. I know you and Mama are travel buddies for life and always have the best time when you're off exploring together. I still remember seeing the pictures from your girls' trips to Malaysia and Egypt. You were all laughing, shopping and eating the yummiest food while I stayed back, totally jealous. But today, I finally get to join the adventure too and explore all these places with you, right here on the show. Let's travel back in time and around the world together. What's your favorite memory of you and Mama as students in Islamabad?
Picking just one favorite memory with your Mama is nearly impossible for me. As you know that, you know, we've had many hilarious moments, unforgettable moments. And, you know, we have never been the typical conventional kind of friends. Our story actually started way back, like you know yourself. That, and I'm always reminding people, and she must have reminded you or told you that how the first time I showed up to the school in Pakistan for the first time, wearing a white frock in KG and sitting next to her. So we didn't become friends. Like just from the very first time and the first time we met, but over the years we somehow kept ending up in the same school, same college, and then later we chose the same university. That was by choice. So this friendship is just kept growing, and now we are more than just friends. But okay, let me I really want to answer your question, so let me just think pick one memory. So I feel let me tell you something about the university class. So we were in a university class, and as usual, Anam was like, you know, completely off in her own little world. Okay, so completely zoned out. The teacher asked a question about something we all supposed to have studied in our previous degree. There was dead silence. Nobody moved. Nobody said anything. Suddenly, Anam, she just casually nodded, probably to herself in her mind. But the teacher saw it and assumed that as if she had something brilliant to say. So the teacher asked, or called on Anna and asked, like, what she want to say. Mm-hmm. And guess what she did? She just pointed at me and one of our friends, Sahla, and she just goes, oh, they also studied with me. So so basically, she dragged us down to that situation. And we were like, thanks a lot, Anna. Thanks for doing that to us.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there are small moments, but there's so many of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all love. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. What was hostel life like with all of your friends? Any secrets or funny stories from those days?
Well, hostel life, you know, it was the best in the most unforgettable way. We changed a few hostels over the year, and, but, you know, hands down to the best one, I would say Islamic University, International Islamic University hostel. That was the best one, actually. And why? What makes it best? Actually, the place had everything: good food, amazing friends, massive grounds, and a lot of place to play and, you know, roam around. A little market, big library, even a clinic was there. So, you know, you've got everything there. Life there was full of moments, and, you know, I still laugh about them. We used to have midnight tea, combined studies, like so-called combined study, where we were mostly talking. Loud music was basically, like, you know, our story for every day. And speaking of music, you know, once we even threw a full-on fake mehndi event, and, you know, that was only for fun. And where your mom, and she played the role of a groom, and we had a bride also. And the rest of us, we were just like backup dancers, and we were like, you know, just, I don't know why we were doing that even, but we were just doing that. Just one day we thought of doing that. We met Sahla also at that time, and she joined us as a very super cool, like proper, quiet, very sophisticated, striking girl, you know, but she just ended up speaking full on Punjabi with us and became total partner in crime kind of material. So yeah, there were so many of these kind of moments, so which made our life in hostel life so memorable.
Yeah, this is an amazing memory. Okay, if you could bring one thing from your past, what would it be? A place, a food, a moment, or anything that you've done with Anam or in your hostel?
Well, you know, I really have to think about this because there are so many, like I said. And I wouldn't be, like, you know, just agreeing to one thing if I could bring one, and I would just bring the whole life all together back. But let's see, if I really have to, like, or if something which is like, we just popped up in my mind, I would say, like, there was one evening when there was a really heavy rain in August in Islamabad when we were in the same International Islamic University hostel. So it was like full-on Islamabad monsoon vibes. And we had just recently bought skateboards. And of course, like, we thought it was rain is the best time to try them out.
Yeah.
And we did that. We went out with them in rain. We were, like, honestly, we were slipping, sliding, falling out.
Yeah, I think I saw a picture of that.
And I think we spent more time on the ground than actually skating. We honestly went back to our hostel rooms, soaked, muddy, and slightly bruised also. I'll never forget how beautiful Islamabad looked in that rain day, and also, like, you know, how happy we were actually at that time. So I really want to bring that happiness back to our lives. And that moment also meant a lot to me, and I always remember that, how silly we were of doing all these things.
Okay, what do you miss the most about Pakistan now that you're in Saudi Arabia?
Okay, I think there are a lot of things. So let's say, first of all, food, the variety of Like, you know, the sweet
Wait,
snacks.
do you mean like biryani?
I mean it. Biryani. And I feel like, you know, I'm in Saudi Arabia, and we have a lot of things coming from Pakistan. Like, you know, we have special Pakistani cuisine also served in the hotel, in the restaurant, but you still don't get the same taste. You still feel like, you know, the things you get in Pakistan, they are more original in taste and than in Saudi Arabia. So shopping, I love, I miss a lot. I mean, like, you know, in Pakistan there are a lot of, there's always new. And I also feel, I've started feeling now that there's still a lot in Pakistan which I haven't explored yet. And I still have a long list of places I want to visit in Pakistan, especially the northern areas. It's so beautiful. And we being Pakistani, and I feel like I'm so unlucky that I haven't got the chance to explore those areas. And I'm already traveling to other countries where, when I haven't explored my own country quite well. So I mean, like, that part is missing, and that's in my to-do list also, or to-go list. So inshallah, with your mom, with you all, we are definitely planning to explore that. Weddings are so amazing. I know you have also attended one of the weddings, like your mamu's wedding, right?
Okay, now let's talk about something that you're living in right now. What's your favorite thing about your life in Riyadh today?
Today, well, in Riyadh, you know, my life is very, very to the point, you can say. Like, it's not much I do there because my family is here. I don't have many friends. I have like more work kind of life there. And I like my work. I love my work. So that's the favorite thing I would say. Like, you know, at the work I'm doing right now, it's I got promoted. I got more new challenges. So that job, the current role has opened up new doors for me, to travel, to self-development, and like more confidence. So I would say, like, you know, the whole work thing is a kind of rewarding journey for me. And by the way, one thing which got added in Riyadh's life also, but that's Riyadh Metro. Like, honestly, otherwise Riyadh traffic is a nightmare for me and for everyone.
These traffic
And now,
jams.
yeah, it's so bad. It used to be like even worse, but now Metro, with the start of Riyadh Metro, it's like a game changer, honestly. It's really nice one, and very convenient, very cheap, and very nice, with female separate sections. So one, if you come, you should try that also.
In Saudi Arabia and New Zealand, it's a complete different thing. First of all, in Saudi Arabia, it's always hot. And first of all, for Dunedin, like in New Zealand, it's always cold. And in Saudi Arabia, like there's lots of traffic jams, and here there's like a really tiny amount of people. So it's basically really the opposite thing. Okay, is there a special Saudi celebration or tradition that you've come to love over the years?
Yeah, I feel like it's not purely Saudi, but it's like, you know, overall Muslim thing, which is the vibes of Ramadan. I find that's I honestly, I truly come to love the spirit of like celebrating
Me
Ramadan in Saudi Arabia.
too. How about Eid? Did you like Eid that last time?
Sorry?
How about Eid? Did you like Eid last time?
Eid, not that much, because Eid is so boring here. But yeah, definitely Ramadan vibes are amazing. Like, here, the peace, the calmness, the generosity, and the way people come together in such a beautiful way. They all look very kind-hearted, and sharing things and like always thinking about doing something good during that time, especially. So I feel like even visiting Makkah and Medina, these holy places, is quite different at that time. So I feel like your whole spiritual, awakening, or you kind of transform your spirituality during that time. So I like that time most, but of course, like, I like it here in Saudi Arabia. That's how I connect the celebration of something specifically in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Would you ever move to New Zealand? Please say yes.
Well, if I ever move to New Zealand, it would be just for you guys. So, you better treat me like, well. But of course, I don't know. I really wanted to when you guys were planning at that time. But I don't know. I feel like, I've really fallen in love with Saudi Arabia, and I've become so used to the rhythm of life here. So I find it more convenient, maybe, that more I travel to other countries, the more I actually appreciate the little perks of living in Saudi. So I don't know, but yeah, of course, like, if you guys plan or you guys stay longer, or of course, like, if it's a lifetime kind of option, then of course, like, I don't have any choice. I have to come to you guys, and if not moving, but of course, like, visiting you guys quite often, and whenever I get the chance, then definitely that's gonna be in the list.
Yeah, I think if you visit here, you'll have lots of fun here. You can, like, there's different events, and there's even the Octagon where there's different things there. Last time we went there was the New Year, and we did a countdown and lots of other things. So I think you'll have lots of fun here.
Wow, that's interesting. I keep seeing your photos and stories. So
me
that
too.
Tells me that compels me a little bit. But of course, we'll see what future holds, inshallah.
Inshallah. You and Mama both teach English now, but back when you were students, did you ever imagine you'd become a teacher too?
That's interesting. Actually, for myself, yes. I always wanted to be a teacher. Like, one of my professions for the future, if I used to think about my future, it was like teaching. Some of my teachers, they were like, they really inspired me. I really liked them, and I wanted to do the same thing someday for some people, some of the students. So I used to imagine myself in front of the class, explaining things, asking questions, doing things related to education, like, not particularly teaching only, but of course, like, doing something related to education, like, like, career. And I somehow had this belief that I'm going to be good at it. But, for your mom, honestly, I never imagined that she'd become a teacher one day. She's such a free spirit, always looking for change, doing something new, different, like, not following the trends, setting her own trends. And I thought that she'd end up in something like techie or like financial department, something like that. She's a very good, like, planner. Whether it's a budget plan or, like, so I could see her doing things similar, like, in that area more. But yeah, she became a teacher, and she is a very amazing teacher. I can see that. And she's, like, bringing that same creativity into the classrooms also. And honestly, like, I know, like, how much students love her. So I can say, like, whatever you do, if you do it from heart, you can, like, it's never too late, and you can always do it the best possible way. And I feel like, we both are quite doing it. It's not just a career. It's like career by choice for both of us. It has become now.
Yeah, I think when I was like right now in this age, I feel like I want to be, I like my mom became a teacher, and I felt like I wanted to be a teacher too.
Do you? Wow, mashallah. And I know like you'll be a better teacher than both of us.
Yeah, you're always so funny and joyful. Where do you get all the energy from?
I think, I'm not always like that, by the way. You see me like that because that energy gets transferred from your side. So I feel like, I heard it somewhere that the world is a reflection of yourself. So you know how you, it's just the interaction, it's just the right people around you and right energy that gets transferred. It becomes some time like it just happen. I don't pause it that this time I'm gonna be funny, this time I'm not gonna be funny. That's so spontaneous, so automatic, like that's contagious. So I don't plan it. It just happen when I'm with the right people or the people who I like the most. So with your mom, it's always like that we are sharing the same energy. So it just happened.
What's something about yourself that changed since you completed your studies in Pakistan and moved to Saudi Arabia?
So what's being changed in me, personality, you mean?
Yeah, like how you've completed your studies in Pakistan and moved to Saudi Arabia. So something different from that place.
Of course, Kira, see, student life is different. Maybe you can't really understand that part, but it's a big change. Honestly, that transition when we are studying, when we are student. I remember one day, Hamdan, who is just 7 years, like who was 7 years old when he shared this thing with me. He said that, Mama, I often ask him, how was your day? What did you do? Like, these kind of thing. So he was telling me, today I was talking to my friend just randomly. I said, what did you talk about? He said, I talked about life. And that was like, life. And you are 7 years old and you're talking about life. So I said, what did you talk about life? He said, I said, like, life is really difficult for us. I said, yeah, really? How is it difficult for you? So he said, I was just thinking that I have to wake up, I have to take Quran class, I have to go to school, then I have to go back, eat food, again, like do my homework, and then play a little bit, and then have to sleep and get ready for the next day. So he said that he thinks that this part of the life or doing this thing is really difficult. And I was like, this is the best part, by the way. So I feel, every part you're living, you think that maybe it's not easy and the next part is going to be easy. But honestly, the part which is gone was the easier one. And you don't know what life holds in future. But of course, like the transition is always good also, and like it was a good transition for me. It was fine. Like, I mean, I feel like I'm a very flexible person, and I get used to the routine or things. So I'm very good at accepting things. So I would say, like, when you have that flexibility or acceptance, whatever part you're living, or you feel like this is part of my life, this has to be like this, or this is like a part of the whole process or life process. So you just can go with the flow then.
Yeah, just like how life is. And when I think what my other part is, I always think that it's going to be easy. But sometimes it gets really hard, like in school, about maths and everything that pressures us through life. Naila Auntie, this was so special. Thank you for taking time out of Riyadh to join us on the show. Did you have fun?
I did. You know, I felt so nostalgic. And when I was like listening to your question, then I really felt like for a short while I relived those moments while I was talking. It's been a long time. I didn't talk about those things. It's always with your mom when we talk together and we laugh about those things. But it was really refreshing for me. Thank you so much for inviting me, for having me on your show, and I wish you best of luck. I know like you're doing amazing. I couldn't think for myself or anyone else doing this such wonderful stuff. And I really appreciate you and your mom and everyone, your Baba. So, mashallah, kid, I know, like, you know, you're a wonderful kid, and you're doing an amazing job. Well done to you.
Yeah, I had so much fun with you, and asking these questions make me feel really memorable and from your memories. Thank you so much, and thank you to everyone listening to Global Kids First Kids. Don't forget to like, share, and follow for more fun episodes, awesome guests, and lots of laughter. Until next time, Alafis. Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skadit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Khirid signing off. Kia ora, alafis, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.